Robert the Fox was watching Johnny. This was the first thing he'd seen the lad take even the slightest interest in. Robert knew it would probably be all right with the council. He saw Johnny looking at him. He nodded. Johnny took the offered pen and wrote his initials on the paper. The Russian seemed to almost deflate with relief. Then he rattled away at the coordinator, who presently said,
"He now has a present for you."
Ivan put down the tray and reached into his tunic pocket. He brought out a gold disc with a big red star in the center of it and two lapel tabs of ancient braid. He gave them to Johnny, waiting for him to accept. The coordinator said,
"That is the cap ornament they found on the Marshal of the Red Army who was in charge of that base, and those are his lapel tabs. He wants you to know that they are yours. And you are in charge of both bases."
Johnny smiled slightly. And the Russian promptly kissed him on both cheeks and rushed out. Robert the Fox was holding the papers, and Chrissy put the gifts in Johnny's buckskin pouch.
"If this had happened 1,000 or so years ago,"
said Robert the Fox,
"maybe things would have been different."
Chrissy was shooing him to leave. Johnny looked tired.
"The council will put this through and handle it. There might be vital materials in that base.
You might get it cleaned up and filtered. It might help them if gas drones come again."
When Dr. McKendrick came to exercise his arm and get him to walk, he told Johnny he was improved. Johnny alarmed him.
"Not improved enough,"
said Johnny, a bit bitterly.
"I may not have been so smart after all."